Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's. As you can tell, business has picked up. We're live from Dallas Parkway, 16150, if you want to come see us. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's good, man. It's good. Did you get an opportunity to hear how Jerry does not like my plan for the rest of this season?
I did, and I decided that, you know, you guys said he was the lead-in to me. I think he's the main event, and I'm the roadie coming in at the end.
Well,
Kevin wants to tank the season, basically.
I saw that, I don't think he liked your question about the three wins either.
I mean, and that's fine.
But that's okay. But like, he answered him, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, we've talked about it. I don't want to have an opinion. And then when presented with, is that what you really think? Don't want to go, well, you know, I was like, it seems only fair to tell him, yes, that is exactly what I think.
And that's nothing okay wrong with that, right? I always tell people, ask me anything they want. Just don't be afraid of the answer.
Sure.
It might not be what you're looking for.
I'm sorry. I thought Corey was flagging me down, and he was not. Now, I know we still have a minute to go, but Cooper Beebe being full at practice, I immediately jumped to the hopeful expectation that he's back and ready to go. Do you think I need to pump the brakes a little bit, or is it going in the right direction?
No, I think he said he could have played last week, and that was up to them, but that he for sure would play this week, and I think everything's pointing towards him moving in that direction. But I didn't like the fact that your two starting safeties are still not practicing.
Yeah, hold on. I want to get to that in just one second.
All right.
But do you feel as though there's been a change at all across the board for NFL teams, maybe showing a little bit more caution with their players, and it's like taking just a little bit more time and let's make sure it's fully ready to go, as opposed to I probably could have got you in a week early and rolled the dice?
No, I don't think so. I think that teams have generally realized that let's not overreact for one game and potentially ruin the next eight. You know what I'm saying? Like taking a chance.
Yeah.
I think it's always been that way. It's never about just, oh, I got to have them for this game because this game's more important than the next eight. I know the Cowboys have
all. Unless it's the last game.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Cowboys have always treated it that way. Yeah. You got a concussion? Nah, you're playing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and most of the guys would probably be like, yeah, I'm playing anyway.
Troy Aikman, by the way.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's the standard, Kevin. I don't
that's
know if
right.
you know that. Troy
him
and Roger
him Staubach.
That's
I
the
heard.
Standard. The when it comes to Cooper Beebe and Brock Hoffman, was there any fall off from Brock Hoffman as the weeks went on that you noticed? And what is their kind of difference in playing style?
Yeah, I think I didn't notice that big of a drop off. Like, oh, look what's happening there, right? We can't win. No, I don't think so. I think not as good, but good enough to go in there as a backup and, you know, play a few games. I think maybe Beebe, I think he might be a little bit more versatile of the different
okay.
things he can do, maybe better on his feet. But as for knowing what to do, I think they both are pretty good at that. Strength, probably pretty good at that. But I think that Beebe, you know, more versatile, I think would be the way I'd go with that. So I shouldn't have made that big of a difference from 1 week when they handled Washington to the next week they mm-hmm. didn't handle Denver. Sometimes it comes down to who you're playing against.
Kevin is very afraid of the receiving core for this Arizona
Well, especially
Cardinals
if we're
team.
Not going to have any safeties. That feels fair,
yeah,
right?
What's our plan there?
Well, yeah. Well, when you know, you...
Well, that's not encouraging, Mickey.
Well, I'm trying to... Instead of saying it's a good question to buy time the way coaches do, I was just saying,
yes.
Well, you know... The safeties, if they could just do their job, right? If you're supposed to be the deepest one in coverage, then stay deep, right?
Right.
If you're supposed to come up on a guy crossing across the middle, then come up. Just do your job the best you can. Now, I realize there's a reason why guys are backups, because they're not as good as who you decided to start. So we can start right there. My scare... on their receiving court. And I know everybody's, you know, down on Marvin Harrison Jr., but he's averaging 16.5 yards a catch. Now, I know he's only got like 24? But 16.5 yards, and what's been the Cowboys' Achilles here on defense? Giving up explosive plays. So that, concerns me.
I want to tag along with that. In the last two games, Zay Jones has 7 catches for an average of 20.9 yards. So that is exactly what I said earlier in the show, because this Cowboys defense, if we don't like what they've been doing across the board, I get that. But especially those explosive plays, you were right about that, baby.
Yeah, it's not about the volume of catches. It's the quality of the catch to me.
Yeah.
And so that's what... concerns me the most. And then I heard you guys talking about, you know, what defensive player you got to be concerned about. How about 80-year-old Calais Campbell? This is his 18th.
He's been in the league forever.
This is his 18th season. Well, check out his line.
If you're not a quarterback, who does that?
Yeah. He's got 19 tackles, 5 for losses, 3 sacks, 9 quarterback hits. The guy is still a load in the middle of that defense. So, you know, guard, center, you better buckle up because he's coming. And he's still awfully good. I was watching, they were filming the Saturday night show, and they were diagramming Calais Campbell. And it was like, oh, my, look at that. He made some guys look like they should have been in the UFL. At his age, incredible. So, you know, when we talk about all these big guys that the Cowboys had to face and, oh, what are they going to do with this guy and that guy, you know, maybe they can get him to spit in Dak's face or something. Get him out
get
of
him
the
all
game.
Fired up.
Get him out of there.
That should be our question every week. Which, Mickey, which player would you like to try to spit on Dak so we can get him ejected straight away?
But also fire up Dak a little bit.
Hopefully, yes? Hopefully that guy's going out there for the coin toss.
Okay, I like that.
I always feel like we have an advantage receivers to cornerbacks-wise whenever it comes to this offense. How do Pickens and this and Lamb and this group match up with their secondary?
Yeah, I think they match up well with any secondary. You can name the corner. We'd sit there and go, oh, I don't know, Lattimore's going to do this or Lattimore's going to do that, right? And they seem to be able to function. So to me, it's not so much about the corners that cover, because the guys are good. I understand that. And they're going to make their plays, but you're going to make your plays against them. The question is, how much time does Dak have to sift through his receivers? How much time does he have for those guys to complete the route to be able to throw the football? And I think we saw a prime example of that last week with being rushed, being pressured, and really not being able to have the time to say, okay, that guy's covered, I'm going to this guy. It was almost like, I got to throw the ball, because that's why you get so many passes defensed the way the Broncos had last week.
So was there a difference, like a major difference then, between the way that the pressure came in Denver versus Green Bay? Because Dak was really good at getting rid of the ball quickly against Green Bay, because he knew, like, that he went into that game going, I know Mike is going to be coming for me. And I just didn't know if there was a difference that you saw there.
Well, I think the difference is, now, I I'd have to look it up, but I had a feeling maybe the Cowboys ran the ball better against Green Bay. I'm sure they ran for more than 39 yards, right? Or whatever the Cowboys had, or Javonte Williams had. And I think that has an effect on how defensive lines play. Because if they got to worry about the run, as I'm talking, I can tell you in Green Bay, the Cowboys ran for 117 yards. Now, I know they had 108 last week, but it sure didn't feel like 108, did it?
No.
It felt like less.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dak had to contribute 30-some. Right, and somebody.
This is not what you would normally.
Well, somebody asked them. Well, it seemed like you were running well, and Dak goes, "That wasn't the game plan."
Yeah,
because I guarantee you, five of the six runs were not called. They were preventing a sack, and so yeah, that's not the game plan at all, and certainly won't be against the Arizona defense that hadn't been all that bad. If you look at, you know, we talked about yesterday, the five straight losses by a combined total of 13 points.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I wanted to talk about another player that I feel like we haven't talked, at least with you, about a ton, is how you feel like Osa has played so far this year. I know it's not a stat-stuffing position, but it also feels like he hasn't particularly flashed much this season for a defensive line, that it feels like we've lost the line of scrimmage plenty of times.
Yeah, and I don't know that he has played to the same level that I think we've seen. And I don't know if it's because teams have said, okay, he's not ruining this game for us. But he does have 18 pressures. It hasn't turned into sacks. He only has one. He's probably close, and I'm just without knowing, to being the leading tackler amongst the defensive linemen. And I know that's not saying much, right? But from a production standpoint, I think he's right there. And seems like every time I talk about a game where I got to look to the 10th guy in tackles, well, it always seems to be Osa. And
right.
So he has done that. But, you know, teams scout, and they say, okay, that guy's not going to hurt us. We got to do something about it. Somebody else has got to help out. From a point of flash plays, I think he's been solid. I don't know that he's been all pro.
We've been throwing out some pretty radical ideas along the way to take a look at for the Cowboys. This show, I know, scandalous.
Radical?
I wanted to know what you thought of Nate Thomas when we saw him in at left tackle. And would you ever want to see that again, or Nate Thomas at left tackle and Tyler Guyton at right tackle?
Well, I don't know if I'm switching out to right tackle, but I've got no problem with Nate Thomas playing left tackle. I think he did a really good job. I think he did a really good job in training camp. Now, again, we were, and I don't know that I need to qualify it, but it was the first time he played football since 2023.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
He was hurt all last year, and as talking to him, he played through a knee injury his entire senior year at Louisiana. I don't even know if he knew he was supposed to say my knee hurts.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't remember if he said they had to have like a scope or something. But he was playing through a significant injury there, and maybe the reason why he fell to the seventh round, because, from what I've seen, he's pretty good, and from what I've seen, he's a keeper going forward somewhere on that offensive line. And, if Guyton struggles or has some struggles, put him in. I like what I've seen, and I know the coaching staff really like the prospects of that guy going forward.
Would you have any interest in seeing Guyton at right tackle?
Can he stay healthy?
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Because at that point, if you make that change, you do break that continuity over there a little bit.
Yeah.
I understand. We've discussed that.
No, I hear you for sure.
I just always think you got to be careful if you're trying to strengthen one spot at potentially the price of another spot that you're moving a guy to. You got to be careful.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me. I've just been somewhat intrigued by at least seeing the combination of Nate Thomas out at the left tackle and Guyton out at the right tackle, but I understand the problems with continuity that could potentially create.
But your premise has to be that left and right has caused a problem.
Yes, that is exactly my premise.
And we don't know that, right?
Do you not think perhaps the tackles have been mediocre at best this year?
Not great. Yeah. I don't know if mediocre. I'll go not great. How's that?
Okay.
Maybe
all right.
Good enough, but yeah, not spectacular. And you know, we kind of knew what Terrence Steele's strengths were, right?
Yeah.
He's a really good run blocker. He's a really good blocker out in space. His weakness is pass blocking.
Yeah.
And I think that's shown, although that holding call he got last week was just a terrible call. If you go back and look at it, he had that guy stoned, right? And Dak runs out the pocket around the right side, and the guy turns to run after him. And his hands were in front of him, and when the guy turned, his hands were on the guy's back.
Yeah.
And so he shouldn't be punished for the guy quitting and trying to get away, right? He didn't, like, grab his jersey and say, oh, no, you're not going anywhere. You know, his hands were there. Shame on the head referee throwing that flag.
I like that.
I'm going to put on my referee hat one of these days. I got one, too, by the way.
Well, it's a great day for you, Mickey, because you do not have to make a prediction. But rest assured, we will be back on Monday to get that prediction.
You know, I woke up this morning worrying about it because I certainly hadn't thought about it. And it's like, I got to make a prediction.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
He went and checked the spread.
Yeah. I'm going to have to write it down so I don't forget and have to go ahead and think about it again.
Please spend your weekend doing nothing but considering this very prediction, and we'll get it from you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Good talking with you guys.
Yes,
there
sir.
You go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. I should probably say good talking with you as well. I feel like that was kind of rude that I didn't say that just then.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of 16150 Dallas Parkway. Coming up next, we will talk with Texas Rangers broadcaster and our buddy Jared Sandler right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Uncle Julio's in Dallas, 16150 Dallas Parkway. And we're having a great time, but that's about to come to an end because Jared's going to give us the sobering realities of losing our pitching coach. Right now, we bring you Texas Rangers broadcaster, philanthropist extraordinaire. It is Jared Sandler. Jared, I am very distraught this morning.
Jared.
See? He's distraught, too.
He's so distraught right now.
He's so distraught, he's not even there.
Jacob, do we have Jared?
Can you guys hear me?
Okay.
There he is. I'm sorry.
Yay, Jared!
I'm here. Sorry about that. I thought you guys were distraught because of Halloween, but I guess it's not for Halloween reasons.
I'm distraught.
Have you not heard the news?
Because of Mike Maddox. What the hell are we going to do, Jared?
Yeah, you know, the Rangers this year came up short as a team, but it wasn't because of the pitching. It is arguably the best pitching that this franchise has experienced. It's always tough to know, how to assign credit. And there's no doubt that Mike Maddox deserves credit. I would say, and I think Mike would even probably say that, you know, losing Mike Maddox doesn't mean that the pitching is going to go back to the 1990s pitching and the 2000s pitching that we dreaded. There's some pretty impressively talented guys. And the other thing, too, is it's not – you don't just have a pitching coach and a hitting coach these days. We talked about it when the Rangers moved on from Donnie Ecker. You've got a hitting staff and a pitching staff. And I don't know, you know, if Jordan Teagues and Dave Bush are going to be back. I don't know that we know the answers to that yet. But those three formed a really formidable trio from a coaching standpoint. And obviously losing Mike Maddux is something that is going to have an impact. It's just tough to know what. But he, you know, he's so well-regarded and, you know, he certainly has had positive contributions over both of his stints with this organization.
Can you talk a little bit more specifically about maybe some of the positive contributions he had with Jack Leiter? Because, like, I love Mike Maddux, but I feel like Evaldi and DeGrom, you know what, as long as they stay healthy, they'll be fine. But what kind of impact did he have on Jack Leiter?
Well, I think Mike in general is not a big, hey, we're going to break down film and go over your mechanics guy. I remember Derek Holland, and I think it was in 2015, I was asking about Mike Maddux. Or maybe it was 2016 after Mike left following the 2015 season. But he was telling me that, you know, just like a player, right? Players have different strengths. Coaches have different strengths. And Mike Maddux is not the guy that's going to break down, you know, why this, you know, lifting your leg at, you know, this height is going to have this. You know, it's not a biomechanics guy, right? He's a guy who is going to help you game plan the crud out of how to get hitters out, and he is going to help you have conviction in what you're doing. And I think that last part was huge for Jack Leiter this year. Jack has the stuff. We watch, you know, you watch him, you see 99 with the heater and
right. The
way that changeup moves and all that. I think for Jack, it's just the conviction to know that his stuff is good enough and he doesn't need to be perfect in order to get guys out, and having that level of conviction. And I just think that the mental game was such a big part of what Mike Maddux brought to the table in terms of helping the pitchers out. If they were willing to let him in, you know, he was going to do wonders from a conviction and confidence standpoint. And I'm sure people are listening to be like, well, these are, you know, major league players. They shouldn't have to have someone tell them that they're good to be good. But, you know, the reality is these guys go through ups and downs, and these guys have bad starts and bad stretches, and you do need someone to remind you that your stuff's good and to show you how you can take that stuff and be effective against major league hitters.
Yeah, I don't know if you've watched Chad Powers or not, Jared, but the first thing he did when he had a new quarterback go in was he said, hey, you can win this. So you got to give him the confidence sometimes, Kevin. Other guys sometimes have to give him the mechanics of things. I am kind of curious.
Jared, just if you watch that show, just know that they want it to be more than one season. And I felt like they broke the deal that we had, is that I would watch their show, but it would only be for one season. And they tricked me.
Was it good? I need someone to give me their Hulu login. I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
I bet somebody you work with can hook you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a possibility.
It is.
I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was fun.
I was just mad that I thought we'd wrap it up in six episodes, and we did not.
Jared, when it comes to Skip Schumacher and like his whole approach to this, was he coming in going, I would like to move in another direction there? Do you think that this was like, he's like, oh, okay, well, this is interesting, but I got a guy in mind?
I'm going to answer this. At the end, can I just quickly, Kevin, have you seen Nobody Wants This?
Yes, I have not started watching the second season, though.
Okay, all right. Is it like out of protest for certain reasons, or like you okay with the subject matter?
No, yeah, I'm fine with it. It's just, it's been scary movie season, so I haven't had a chance to jump into season two yet.
But I liked it.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
All right, I was just curious your thoughts. You know, Corey, that's an interesting question because it's October 31st, and, you know, certain decisions get made, and maybe they just don't get released right away because Major League Baseball is kind of finicky on during the postseason when you're allowed to release information so as to not take attention away. But I don't think that was the case here, right? And Jeff Wilson, you know, shared in his story that, you know, it seems based on what we know that the Rangers did make an attempt to bring Mike Maddux back, but they also granted the Angels permission because Mike was under contract. And so granted the Angels permission, they obviously were able to come to an agreement. So maybe there were discussions, maybe, you know, Mike, who I, it was really cool. Mike and Bruce Bochy had never worked together prior to Bochy's tenure, but they formed a really great duo. And, you know, I think, you know, maybe Mike wanted to consider, all right, you know, do I want to stay here if it's a different guy? And, you know, I don't know what his relationship with Kurt Suzuki is. I don't know what his relationship with Perry Manassian is. I don't know any of that stuff and maybe what lured him to the Angels, but I guess it seems like, you know, maybe it was just ongoing discussions and ultimately, you know, Mike decided that this was just going to be the best move for him.
Are you going to miss Mike Maddox?
Yeah, he is an incredibly unique guy. I think the baseball world probably knows more about Greg Maddox's uniqueness and his quirks because Greg was obviously the more talked about pitcher, but you know, in Rangers circles, Mike is a pretty fascinating guy. He has worn the exact same sweatshirt. It's like the Las Vegas Baseball Academy. It's like straight out of the 1990s. He wears the exact same sweatshirt every single day, no matter the temperature. He's got his quirks and routines and habits, and he was, you know, he is a brilliantly fascinating individual, and I'm very grateful, you know, that I've gotten to know him, and obviously just as a fan, grateful for his contributions to this organization.
Yeah, he was always a blast when he'd hop on with us. Always enjoyed it. I was ready to ask some Dodgers. And
yeah.
Toronto stuff.
I know that's what I wanted to know about as well. Are you rooting for the complete game from Yamamoto tonight, and how do you feel about the way this series has played out?
Well, I'm really excited that this series has been as competitive as it's been, and there have been some of these really cool moments, and obviously the 18-inning game and another Freddie walk-off and Shohei being Shohei, and but then also Vladimir Guerrero, you know, having this remarkable postseason, and then you get some unlikely heroes as well, and the Trey Savage story. And you know, all that stuff. I'm just glad it's a great series. In any circumstance, if the Rangers aren't a part of it, I want all these series to go, you know, the distance, five games, seven games, depending on, you know, which round it is. So, I've really enjoyed it. I've been rooting for the Blue Jays, but not, you know, with any level of like extreme, emotional attachment. I think it would be cool if the Blue Jays won. I love the way they play. The Dodgers won last year. I'm not one of these guys who hates dynasties. I think dynasties are actually, like, fascinating because you get a chance to really experience and witness greatness. But, you know, I think it would be cool if the Blue Jays won, but I'm just glad that, you know, it's going back to Toronto and this series is going to go six or seven games. And I wouldn't be upset if Yamamoto threw a complete game. He was my preseason Cy Young pick. And you know he's not gonna win the Cy Young, but he is incredibly fun to watch. And if he went the distance and sent it to seven, that's awesome. I also, if the Dodgers won, it would be really neat if Clayton Kershaw had some sort of hand in that seventh game, much like he did in the 18-inning game, coming in a critical spot and getting it out. He's not going to be a guy they rely on for any sort of extended work, but maybe he comes in a big moment and gets the ride off into the sunset in that way. That would be really cool too.
Do you want me to tell you exactly how it's going to happen in the most dramatic fashion?
Yes.
All right, so Yamamoto is going to get the win tonight. It's going to send it to Game 7. What's going to happen? We're going to get to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Dodgers are going to be up 4-3. There are two outs. You need somebody to pitch because Sasaki hasn't been able to shut it down. So in comes Shohei Ohtani looking to replicate his success against Mike Trout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Out in the World Baseball Classic. On the other side, stepping to the plate with one man on, 4-3 down, it's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. looking to replicate what Joe Carter did 32 years ago. And it all comes down to that final at bat, Jared, and then I'll let you watch it and see what happens.
Okay, I thought that was a Kershaw thing. I thought you were going to say that, like, Kershaw in the 14th inning was like the pinch runner and ended up scoring the go-ahead run for the Dodgers, and that's how his career, his last act as a major league player, a Hall of Fame pitcher, one of the greatest ever, was as a pinch runner scoring the go-ahead and ultimately game-winning run in the World Series.
Undoubtedly, that would be amazing as well. You know, you kind of mentioned Shohei being Shohei, and you're right, whether it was Game 3 of the World Series or at the end of the NLCS, giving us two of the most amazing performances we've ever seen. For the rest of the World Series, he is 2-15, I do believe, and he's struggled. It's a weird dynamic, and I hope this makes sense, Jared. Shohei has struggled mightily throughout the playoffs, except for the games when he's done things that almost no human has ever done. You know what I'm saying?
100%. No, he's had his moments, and his moments have been incredible, right? But yeah, I mean, he hasn't, you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has been remarkable throughout this postseason. Shohei has not offensively been a super stud, but yeah, I mean, he's had these moments. And you know what I love is, just from like a fan standpoint, every time he steps in the box, it's like, oh my gosh, what is he going to do? And I think, you know, that would probably be the case even if he didn't have a single hit all postseason. But just, you know, he continues to, it's kind of like golf. You suck for 17 holes and then you have a great drive on 18 and you're like, okay, yeah, I do want to play another round, you know, in a week because maybe I can figure it out. Well, Shohei's done enough to where you're like, yeah, you feel good that he's had his moments, even though the overall numbers haven't, you know, been maybe as great as some others. But yeah, you're right. You know, and that was kind of the story for the Dodgers early on in the postseason before he had, you know, that big moment, was, man, they're doing this without Shohei, contributing in a Shohei type way at the plate. And remember, they're also doing this, like, Mookie Betts had a really down year, and it's not like Mookie Betts has, you know, carried this team either. It's been an interesting mix of contribution for the Dodgers throughout the postseason.
Hey, Jared, I was told by somebody that we could have you on if you could promote Swinging for a Cause. Hey, man, you know we always love this event. It's unique. It's awesome. It's different than anything else you'll ever find. Can you kind of give us a little bump on what's happening, when it's going down and everything?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Corey. I'm really curious who that person was, but I appreciate them too. Well, first of all, let me say this. Different from any of the previous years, where we have auctioned off a table the week of the event, we're doing it with a month's notice, so that way people don't have to like totally change their plans in 48 hours. So starting Monday, I believe, for the entire week, you guys and G-Bag and Sean and RJ will be auctioning off a chance to get a table at the event and also at a later date an in-studio appearance awesome. To hang out with you guys. So that's going to start Monday for all three shows. There'll be plenty of information throughout the week. So looking forward to that. And as always, I appreciate, you know, I'm so lucky to have all of you guys as teammates and advocates for this, for this event and this cause. So I appreciate that so much. And I hope you guys know that. And I hope that the listeners know how much you guys do to support not just this cause, but so many causes using y'all's platform. And I think that's really outstanding. For the event, it's December 7th at Globe Life Field. We're going to have a bunch of celebrities. We'll try and release some names closer to, but it's going to be a really cool list. Same games from last year, but then we're also going to change it up and have some cool new additions. And I'll say this. I don't know if I'm yet able to announce this, but if you think to some of the things that Elvis and I did this year, there might be an opportunity for you to do something similar. So we got some cool things. Obviously, supporting Sandlot Children's Charity as we continue the effort to make a difference in the lives of people with disabilities. And you can go to thesandlot.org or go to 105throughthefan.com/sandlot. Josh Clark, I want to make sure I get the hits for the fan. 105throughthefan.com/sandlot for more information. Looking forward to it, and appreciate you guys and all the work you guys do for Sandlot.
Hey, Jared, that's great. My queso is here at Uncle Julio's, so we really got to go, man.
No, that and it's past. It's about 3 minutes past when you guys are supposed to go to break, so I'll let you guys
get to it. Oh, look at that. Thank you very much, Jared.
I know the clock.
And yet you kept on talking.
No, we asked him to. It's okay.
Jared, thank you very much, good sir. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Do elite quarterbacks need another top-notch QB as a rival? We'll do that next right here on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas. Right, just saw one of our Tolos clean up something that fell over on the promotions
table.
Look
at that.
And that's just delightful right there. That's the extra mile that people are willing to go.
They're going
to
be bussing tables here in a little bit after the lunch rush.
Have to be your own waiter. Mm-hmm. Right now, brought to you, or powered rather, by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep. The hell was that?
So
what is grit over gravy?
I got psyched out. Guys, we're going to do this again. I got psyched out by the crowd. You know how earlier Jerry was talking about, hey, communication is different? I heard somebody go, all right, come on, guys. And that took my attention off the ball, which you should never do. So let's try that again. Another shout out from Men's Tea Clinic, powered by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep. Dip it and rip it.
And let's start with Corey. I have a...
I often wonder, Kevin. Like, this is... Uncle Julio's a little bit different place than Freebirds and Taco Bueno.
Yeah. Do you mean they have booze?
There is a... Yeah. But there's also an entire room over there of people that just showed up to eat today.
All right.
And I wonder what they think when they hear an entire room of men and women yell out,
yes. In case you didn't know... What's happened to you is what's happened to all of us when we were in high school and went to Olive Garden. You got put in the annex. And if you know what I'm talking about, we would go to Olive Garden and be like, hey, we have money. Mm-hmm. We can pay for things. And they're like, that's great. We're going to put you in the little side room off over there where you're not going to bother anybody. That is exactly what has happened here at Uncle Julio's. They're like, this rowdy bunch of hooligans, let's put them in the back. So in case you come in here and you're like, where the heck are they?
Yeah.
We are in the back.
That's
all right.
That's right.
Philosophical question for you. Do you, quiet, I heard that. Do you, if you're an elite quarterback, do you need another top-notch quarterback as a rival? Because like Jim Nance is talking about, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they need one another. They're about to face off. We've already seen all kinds of incredible matchups. And he talked about, you know, Manning needed Brady. And, like, I feel like for Staubach, to a certain extent, it was Bradshaw because you saw a matchup in the Super Bowl so
was
many
Steve
times.
Was Young Troy Aikman's?
I think he was.
Okay. All right. That's
or if you want to throw Brett Favre in there, and that was the amazingness of that time period is you had, like, multiple configurations.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's who Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are for each other. But do you need that? Do you think an elite quarterback needs another elite QB kind of chasing him down?
Right now there are a bunch of other quarterbacks chasing him down. So
sure.
This is Thanos with all the rings and all the stuff
to
go along. Like, he is that right now, and everybody's coming at him, and most of them are being deflected away. Now, better team in the Philadelphia Eagles won that last Super Bowl.
Right.
But Mahomes, I guess the thing is with him, like, Tom Brady wasn't a show for me because Tom Brady was so, like, he couldn't run. He didn't make spectacular plays. He made the right throws all the time. He made the right throw every single time, it felt like.
Right.
And so even when the checkdowns were kind of boring, but he made those drives that you were like, good God, it's inevitable that he's going to do that. With Mahomes, I think you've seen Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. There's a whole list of guys that have tried and failed along the way. So, no, it's still been entertaining. Like, it's still, I've had just as much fun. I think that Nance is saying that for their own media purposes.
Could be.
Hey, we have to pitch these two things to highlight a great night of football. But I still think there's plenty of other quarterbacks that are exciting that are on their way and trying. It's just Patrick Mahomes keeps being that dude.
Daquan Jones, by the way, has been ruled out for that game for the Bills against the Chiefs with a calf injury. And something interesting at play going into this game is neither the Chiefs nor the Bills are in sole possession of first place. And for the Bills, they lost to the Patriots, so they would lose the tiebreaker. And so you wonder, the team that loses this game is probably going to be a wild card, though maybe if you think if the Bills lose, they'll still catch back up with the Patriots and everything like that. But, you know, the Chiefs are currently with the Chargers, and they're both a game back of the Broncos. I wonder if this could be an earlier than anticipated playoff rematch, perhaps.
Oh, yeah,
between these two teams.
Yeah, definitely so.
All right, let's go from that to the Lions. The Lions have been rocking and rolling for the most part, but their offensive coordinator said he did consult with Jameson Williams to get the wide receiver the ball more. He said he failed to get him the ball more, and so that's something that he is now going to be focusing on.
I don't love that.
Because they've been rolling, or because of fantasy purposes?
St. Brown's on my fantasy team, so I don't really like hearing that.
Okay.
But, yes, they have been rolling. I do know that Jameson said, what, was it 2 years ago or last year, I want to be the best receiver ever.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, really? Like, that's great. That's a great goal. And if he's not getting those opportunities, it's not going to be good for the team.
Right.
So yeah, I understand the desire and want to do that. I don't love it, but I think that team is built and constructed well enough to be able to, like Dak's offense, be able to feed a lot of different mouths and get them a lot of different production.
Now, I've got a couple of Dolphins updates. Do you want the real story or the PR story?
The real story.
All right, the real story.
No, I want the PR story.
Okay, the PR story is that the Dolphins and GM Chris Greer mutually parted ways. Yeah, great. What really happened is he got fired, and they were like, would you like to say it was mutual or have two guys come in with a box telling you to get the F out of here? All right, so that is the PR story. The real story, supposedly, is that now Mike McDaniel is going to remain as the coach for the rest of the season.
Yep.
And then the Monday after the regular season ends, I would assume.
Well, okay, so that does have a couple of theories there. I wonder if Stephen Ross, who hates walking from his airplane to his car.
It is a grind.
I wonder if he likes Mike McDaniels. And he's like, we're going to keep him around. Whatever GM comes in is going to have to pair well with him. Because why wouldn't you go ahead and make the move now?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. So it feels like they're like, no, we're going to go ahead and keep. That's what it feels like to me.
I do wonder if they're like, well, without that guy around, what does McDaniel do? And if
it continues
the way we think it will.
Yeah. I mean, they do need to revisit the way that locker room's constructed and who's in it and who's doing what. They also need to revisit the quarterback situation because, Kevin, last night it looked like Mike McDaniel hated his quarterback.
Which is so weird because the week before, Captain Tua mm-hmm. looked amazing out there. Now, this is something that perhaps maybe we'll just end up doing on Monday, but there's going to be a protest banner flown over MetLife Stadium for the Giants home game. And so my topic idea was going to be which NFL team is currently the most protestable. And so I think that we can still get some mileage out of that. But
I like that.
I have one more update for you.
Okay.
Travis Hunter. It was a non-contact knee injury.
Oh, that's not good.
In practice. Now, Liam Cohen was very clear that they don't know all the information. They're trying to figure it out. And one of the reporters said, can he play again this season? And he goes, we don't have all of the information. We're sorting through it. But
so they need their MRI.
Yeah. But just when you hear non-contact, don't you automatically kind of assume,
No, that's always bad when it's non-contact.
Yeah, season done is what somebody said
and
here
the season's over.
At Uncle Julio's, and it kind of does feel like that might be the case. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm really excited about this segment, from the mind of Corey Majors.
You're welcome.
It is, in fact, Halloween. What is your single biggest fear right now as a sports fan? 877-881-1053. We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.